Okay, this is our unfortunately our last chabura of the year, of the summer. So basically our second chabura on the topic of Shvius is Manazah. So last Thursday, right? In the last chabura, in the first chabura on the topic, we basically went through, on the daf issues, which basically established that according to many Rishonim, many issues within the sugya are, basically can only be explained if you assume that Shvius, this manazeh, is midrabban. Right? One issue we discussed is just, the grouping of the various psule edos in the Mishnah. The heter, that was one issue. The second issue was the heter of Arnona. And the third issue was the heter of Agista and Anifasocha. And we basically pointed out within all three of these issues, many shitos in the Mishnah basically explain these issues based on the fact that Shvius, this manazeh, being midrabban. So in the second Chabura, today's Chabura, I'd like to discuss the various reasons, various potential reasons as to why Shvius Bizman Azeh would be Midrabanan, and then we're going to see the importance of, the different factors in terms of potential significant nafkamina, in terms of whether, basically, which reason you basically a particular Rishon accepts. So with that, we're going to present three different approaches in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, as to why Shvius Bizman Azeh is Midrabanan. The first approach is to say that the reason why Shvius Bizman Azeh is Midrabanan because Kedushas Haaretz Bizman Azeh is only Midrabanan. The idea being that Kedusha Shnia was Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Right? So basically when the Oli Babel, along with Ezra, or Ezra Mekadesh, Eretz Yisrael, the second go-around, they're only Mekadesh it L'Shaita as defined by the time during which, Klal Yisrael would be in Eretz Yisrael, but once the Galus took place, right, once the second Churban took place and Bnei Yisrael were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, so then the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Balta. So this is the first approach that basically the reason Shvius Bizman Azeh is Rabbanan because the Kedushas Haaretz itself is Midrabanan. If you look at Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi seems to accept this. If you look at Rashi Chavav Amud Aleph, again in the context of the Heter of Arnona, so Rashi's Lashon, again, is Puku Huzaru Bishvius. Again, this is in the case of Arnona. Basically, the statement, the heter of Rabbi Yannai is that, you can go and work the fields. Why? Rashi explains, Shvius Bizman Azeh Dirabanan. Then he adds three very important words. He says, Debatla Kedushas Haaretz. So again, seemingly accepting this first approach, that the reason why Shvius Bizman Azeh is Dirabanan is because the Kedushas Haaretz itself is only Midrabanan because it has been batel on a Daraisa level. So you have Rashi clearly accepting this first approach. The other prominent Rishon who accepts this first approach, that again the basis is because the Kedushas Haaretz itself has been batel, is the Sefer HaTshuvos. And is in that Tshuva of the Beis HaLevi, which we'll get back to. The base, again, is the Beis HaLevi in his Tshuvos, Chelek Gimel, right, Tshuva Aleph, Chelek Vav Os Aleph. Again, a lot of different, it's a very long tshuva, a lot of different parts. Again, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Aleph, and then within the tshuva itself, you have a lot of different sections, so called Chelek Vav, and get Os Aleph within that. So again, the Sefer Trumos explicitly, explicates this idea that basically Kedushas Ezra, Kedushas Shnia, was only Kitcha L'Shaita and not La Asid level. So Eisei Adkan is approach number one, both Rashi and the Sefer Trumos, basically saying the basis of Kedushas, that the basis of Shvius Bizman Azeh Midrabanan is because the Kedushas Haaretz has been balta. Fine. So the second approach is that, right, again, that the basis of Shvius Bizman Azeh Midrabanan is that even, presumably, again, even though, strike that first sentence, basically the reason for Shvius Bizman Azeh Midrabanan is because the factor of Bias Kulchem, which is missing. And the idea, which we'll see, is the factor of Bias Kulchem is the factor which basically requires that for a certain dinim, the dinim will only apply midaraisa if there was a Bias Kulchem. If, right, at the time that, the Kedushas Haaretz was invested in Eretz Yisrael, there was a Bias Kulchem that basically all / rove of Bnei Yisrael were there at the time. And the idea is historically that, obviously a Bias Kulchem, when it comes to the first Kedusha, when it comes to Ole Mitzrayim, when it comes to Ole Babel, the second time around, you did not have Bias Kulchem, you did not have Rove of Bnei Yisrael. Rove of Bnei Yisrael did not return from Galus. So basically, according to the second approach, the reason why Shvius is not as Midrabanan is because you're lacking that very important factor of Bias Kulchem. So where does this factor of Bias Kulchem comes from?
Oh, he says batla from the first one, right?
What?
The kedusha batla from the first bite, like from the from bite rishon.
Who are you with him now?
The second day.
Second day is that the reason why Shvi'is Bizmana says is midrabbanan because they didn't have Bi'az Kuchem. Assuming that Bi'az Kuchem is also a Tanai in Shvi'is. We'll get to that right now. So, you're going to be around my man today, Aaron. So you open up Hilchas Shumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chavav. So here, right, Aleph Chavav, here is where the Rambam basically introduces the factor of Bi'az Kuchem. And again, we're going to see that he only explicitly applies it to the din of Trumos, and he says perhaps it applies to Maestros. Again, from the Rambam himself, he doesn't mention anything about Shvi'is, but we'll get back to that. So you just read the Rambam inside.
שאין לך תרומה של תורה, אלא בארץ ישראל ובזמן שיהיו כל ישראל שם. שנאמר כי תבואו ביאז כולכם כשהיו בירושה ראשונה, וכמו שהן עתידים לחזור בירושה שלישית.
So what does he say so far? Because when it comes to Truma, the reason why Truma בזמן הזה is midrabanan. He says it was midrabanan at the time of Ezra. Or it's like not just past Churban Sheni, even during, you know, the when basically Bayashani was Kayam, even so, Trumos were Midrabanan, because you're lacking the factor of Bi'az Kuchem, which is derived from the Pasuk of Kisavo. And right, and this factor, Bi'az Kuchem, /rove of Bnei Yisrael being there, only exists at the time of Kedusha Rishona, the Olei Mitzrayim, and will, Mir Tashem, exist at the time of, you know, the Kedusha Shlishis. But,
Lo kishayu birusha shniya shai sabi me Ezra shai sabi as miktsasan lofika lo chayev lo chiva osan minatora.
So Smaris Adkan is basically explaining why trumos is our only midrabanan. Chen yirali
shehu hadin b'masros she'ein chayev b'ahen b'zman hazeh al midrabanan kishru.
Then he has a Yerali, as a Celtic, basically, again, he favors this opinion, but he's not sure. Basically, the Rambam says, perhaps this requirement of Bi'az Kuchem extends from Trumos and also includes Maestros. So that not only are Trumos Midrabanan, but Maestros as well. But so far from the Rambam himself, you don't know anything about Shvi'is, which is our topic. Comes along with Reb Chaim in two places. Number one, in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, and also in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tazayin. In both these places, Reb Chaim points out that if you look closely at the Rambam's pasuk and source for Bi'az Kuchem is a pasuk of Kisavo, which is in the context of Shvi'is. Yes. Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim both in Hilchos Trumos, Aleph Yud, and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Yud Beis, Tazayin. Reb Chaim says, if you look very closely at the pasuk being quoted by the Rambam, okay, although the Rambam's context, right, the context in which he quotes it is only Trumos and perhaps Maestros, he says, oh, the pasuk itself is from Shvi'is, so must be the Rambam holds that this, again, the way he derives, you know, this drasha, Bi'az Kuchem, from the pasuk of Kisavo, must be that the Rambam thinks that the reason for Shvi'is, Bizman Hazeh, being Midrabanan, is also because of the factor of Bi'az Kuchem. The lack of Bi'az Kuchem, the fact that Bizman, you know, Kedusha Shniya was only a Bi'az Miktsasan, that will also impact the din of Shvi'is and dictate that Shvi'is is also Midrabanan because of this factor of Bi'az Kuchem.
Does the Rambam write that Shvi'is is Midrabanan?
We're gonna see.
So, like, where did the Rambam know that this is the Makar?
Yeah, so he's gonna. How does he know that it extends to Shumas and Maestros?
No, I'm saying, like, what are the sources in general? Was it the Rambam who chose to use this makor, which happens in Shvi'is?
No, Bi'az Kuchem is mentioned in Gemara's, but as
Kala, right?
Yeah, but not from this pasuk.
Okay, so the Rambam was like making his own drasha.
So it seems like the if I recall in Ksubas Chafhei, I don't recall if the Gemara quotes a, you know, I might quote a kisavo from the context of Chala, But the way Rapaim says it, again, you have to look at in these pieces, basically he says that, oh, the fact that he's specifically quoting, basically, it's like Rambam is saying, oh, the same way we have the Kisavo in the context of Chala, coming from this drasha, look, this is a parallel lashon in the context of Shemitah. So basically, who was in there? And
so why would he learn out Truma from Shemitah as opposed to Truma from Chala?
Oh, so Rapaim there, I shouldn't point this out, Rapaim says, the reason why he connects them, is, I mean, you could have asked, I mean, once it's, how can you learn from, instead of asking that question, you could ask, like, okay, if the pasuk is in the context of Shvius, how can you learn out Trumas or Maisos? And the answer will answer both. And Rav Chaim there develops that because Trumas or Maisos are totally on the Shemitah cycle, that's when those are all connected. Right? Specifically Maisos, but putting Maisos and Trumas together, because Trumas or Maisos, or Maisorish or Maisosheni, because they're all totally on the Shemitah cycle, therefore the Rambam knew to put them all bundled together. And therefore, the same way, basically, Bias Kuchem applies to Shemitah as derived from the pasuk of Kisavo, then it's going to be extended to Trumas and Maestros based on the fact that they're all connected based on the Shemitah cycle. That's what Rapaim says. So basically, approach number one is that the Kedusha's Haaretz itself is in Batel, and that's the basis of Shvius Midrabanan. Or you say, no, the basis of Shvius Midrabanan is this Tanai of Bias Kuchem. And again, in the second half of the Shir, we'll get back to what exactly is the nature of this Tanai of Bias Kuchem. But the third approach, perhaps, you know, the most normative, seems to have the most Rishon who accept this, is that the reason why Shvius, Bezman Hazeh, is Midrabanan, something that Ariel referenced last time, is the fact that Yovel doesn't apply. And the idea of, right, that Yovel doesn't apply Bezman Hazeh because we're lacking the Tanai of Kol Yoshveh Aleha, right, based on the din of Yovel, is that the only time Yovel applies is when Kol / Rov Yoshveh Aleha, which basically says when most of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Again, we'll see, in contrast to Bias Kuchem, which is about needing all / rov Bizman the Kedusha, or the time that, you know, the Kedusha is invested in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yoshveh Aleha is, you know, at any time. And after we pointed out, I mean, that's the big discussion nowadays, if we might, you know, get to that tipping point where, you know, rov of Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, then that might impact Yovel and thereby Shemitah. But assuming for now that basically, right, so the din of Kol Yoshveh Aleha, which basically dictates that the only time Yovel applies Midaraisa is when Rov of Bnei Yisrael are in, or when Rov of Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. And the idea is that since, the third approach says that since Yovel doesn't apply Midaraisa, so too Shemitah doesn't apply Midaraisa. We're going to see a bunch of Mekoros who connect Shemitah and Yovel in this manner. So the first source of this is the Shita of Rebbe, right, the Tana Rebbe, quoted in Gidon Lamed Vav Amanav. So here, again, this is actually what my father-in-law spoke about, you know, in the Prizbal discussion. This is in the context of Prizbal, that's the Gemara in Lamed Vav and Gidon, right? And right, basically the Gemara is quoting Rebbe to prove that Shemitah's Ksafim within this Manda Amar is only Midrabanan. So basically, agav that, basically, you have to look at the context of Rebbe. So basically, Gemara says, Bishriyas Bizman Hazeh, is basically Midrabanan, but Rebbe is all the Shita of Rebbe. Again, this is in Gidon Lamed Vav. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shamot. Basically, there's a double lashon of Shemitah in the pasuk. So the Paraisa, basically, Rebbe infers from this, B'shtei Shemitos HaKasim Medaber. There are two Shemitos at work here. Achas Shemitos Karka, V'achas Shemitos Ksafim. There's both Shemitos Karka and Shemitos Ksafim. And the idea is, Bizman Sh'ata Meshamit Karka, when Shemitos, basically, Karka, applies midaraisa, then atah meshame ksafim. That's when Shemitah's ksafim applies midaraisa. But bezman she'iata meshame karka, but when Shemitah's karka doesn't apply midaraisa, then i'ata meshame ksafim, then Shemitah's ksafim will also only be midraban. Oh. So it's a big machlokas Rashi, you know, Tosas here, in terms of what exactly details of Shemitah's ksafim, Shemitah's karka are. I hope you guys are able to see it. Basically, everyone agrees to the following fact. Everyone agrees that the basis for Shemitah's ksafim, Shemitah's karka being midrabanan is the fact that Yovel is Midrabanan. And that since Yovel is Midrabanan because of the lack of Kol Yoshveh Aleha, that dictates that Shemitah's Karka is Midrabanan. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos again argue in terms of how, you know, how you're Mufar, the Parshanut of the Braisa, again, is, you know, the term Shemitah's Karka, is that referring to, we'll call it the Isra of Oldas Karka, and the Shemitah's Ksafim is referring to actually Shemitah's Ksafim. And then that's basically the way Rashi interprets it, and then problem is like Iker Chaser, because then the factor which really dictates that both of these are Midrabanan are really Yovel, and that's omitted from the Gemara. Yes, that's the way Rashi interprets it, that basically, really Yovel, based on Kol Yoshveh Aleha, is really what dictates that both Shemitah Ksaf and Shemitah's Karka are Midrabanan. But again, he understands Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah Ksaf in the price as Kipashtus, Rabbi Natan argues and says, no, that doesn't make any sense. You're missing Ikar Chasr Min HaSefer. So it must be that Shemitah's Karka here really refers to Yovel, and then Shemitah's Ksafim refers to both what we call Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim. But at the end of the day, for our purposes, they both agree that basically the Shita of Rebbe is that because of the lack of Kol Yoshvei Aleh, and because Yovel is not Midaraisa, therefore Shemitah's Karka is also not Midaraisa and only Midrabanan. So again, this is the first evidence, again, that Tana of Rebbe in the Gemara is saying that Shemitah's Zman HaZeh is Midrabanan because of the lack of Yovel Midaraisa.
What again was the logic to say that Yovel and that Shemitah Shvali Yovel in terms of being derived from Rabbanan?
Oh, so it's based on Yerushalmi. It's basically Joshua's connecting the two of them. Oh. So then, in terms of whether this Tana of Rebbe is Paskin Lahalacha, so this is now we get to the Rishonim. So if you look at the Rambam, this is where you open up Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Perek Yud, Halacha Tes. This becomes important. Also, the Yerushalos become important here. So you specifically have the Rambam.
Tes?
Yeah. Perek Yud, Halacha Tes. So you're going to see that here, the Rambam, according to the Frankel Gersa, again, the Kesef mentioned as an alternative Gersa, but according to our Gersa, especially as quoted by the Frankel, is going to say that Shvius, Bismanazet, is Midrabanan because Yovel is Midrabanan. So again, according to this Arab Yirsa in the Rambam, he's passing like Rebbe that the din of Shemitah follows the din of Yovel. Wanna go for it?
Bismanazet, Yovel, Nohe, Din, Evid, Ivri. The din of Bate, Arikoma. The din, Stay Charamin. The din, Stay Achuza. The Kabin, Ger Tosha. The Nohe, I guess, Shvius. Baaretz, Vehashmatas Ksavim, Bakol Makom in the Torah. Vizmanje Eina Yovel Noeg, Ein Noeg Evid Ibri, below Batarechova, below Stechuza, below Stechorn, Momakabim Ger Toshav, the Noagas, Shvius Baaretz, Midibraham, Vehashmatas Ksavim, Bakol Makom in the Braham, Kamosh Biarn.
It's very clear. So while a bunch of those, halakhos and lists, Bizman the Yovel is not Noeg, are not Noeg at all. Because two dinim are noeg, albeit only the Jerabanan, right? And the two were Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim, right? So it's clear, according to our Girsa in the Rambam, right, again, is clearly connecting the din of Shvius, Bizman HaZeh, Midrabanan, to the lack of Yovel Midaraisa. So fine, again, according to our Girsa in the Rambam would clearly be paskening like Rabbi. But if you look at the Kesef Mishnah there, the Kesef Mishnah has an alternative Girsa, which basically is basically more ambiguous, and the Kesef Mishnah specifically interprets it otherwise. So Kesef Mishnah's Girsa is as follows. Right, this is the second half. It says, Ubizman she'in ha-yovel noeg, right, when Yovel is not noeg, midaraisa, eino noeg echad mikol elu. Again, all the aforementioned dinim do not apply, but the erichoma, etc., etc. Chutz mishvius ba'aretz, kama, v'ashmatas ksafim bikol makom midivrei. So while our Rambam has midivrayim after both of them, the Kesef Mishnah's version only has midivrayim after Hashmatas Ksafim. The Kesef Mishnah basically cites his Girsa and says, oh, so basically according to my Girsa, the Rambam holds that Shvius Bizman HaZeh is really midaraisa, because the only thing which is connected to basically to Yovel is Shemitah's Ksafim. And again, this is the Kesef Mishnah, again, Shemitah V'Yovel Yud Tes. And this Kesef Mishnah is L'shitasa, because in Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Beis, Kesef Mishnah there again points out that Shemitah Karka is Midaraisa even Bizman HaZeh. Again, as he limits, again, he says, although the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, the way he learns Rebbe is that Rebbe only connects Yovel to Shemitah's Ksafim. So again, while our Girsa is quoted in the Frankel of the Rambam is that he clearly paskins like Rebbe to apply Shvius Bizman HaZeh Midrabanan for even Avodas HaKarka based on Yovel, according to Kesef Mishnah's, according to Kesef Mishnah, the connection between Yovel, basically the connection to Yovel is limited to Shemitah's Ksafim, but Shemitah's Karka is left open. So while the Kesef Mishnah says, once Shemitah's Karka is left open, I can hold its Midaraisa, so presumably Reb Chaim again, who's also working within the Rambam, and again, he thought that the basis of the Rambam thinking that Shemitah's karka is midrabanan, his man is because of bias kochem. So he's presumably going to learn this Rambam like the Kesem Mishnah's Girsa, but instead of saying, oh, you know, since Shemitah's karka is not connected to Yovel, therefore it's midaraisa, he's going to say, no, it's not connected, so it's midaraisa from the perspective of Yovel, but lemaisa is midrabanan because of bias kochem. So again, this alternative Girsa in the Rambam allows, you know, also for a Chaim's pshat to say that once according to this alternative Girsa, you know, Yovel is only connected to Shemitah's Ksafim, that leaves open Shemitah's, you know, Shemitah's Karka. So while the Kesem Mishnah is going to say, oh, Shemitah's Karka is there by the Midaraisa Bezmanazah, Chaim is going to say, I agree, it's Midrabanan, but because of a side factor of Bias Kuchan and not because of Yovel. Yeah.
So according to Kesem Mishnah's Girsa, then Shemitah's Karka is nothing. There's no reason for it to be in the Salafa.
No, because it's an exception. It's just to tell you that it's an exception. To tell you that while all these other dinim are impacted,
but it's not telling Yovel at all.
Correct. That's correct. That's a chutz me'ilu.
So why would it be included in the list of things that are
Yovel? To tell you that it's chutz.
Well, why didn't it list like...
Because Shemitah's Ksafim, for example, is connected. So you might think that Shemitah's Karka would also be, so Kedushas, they're not. I'm saying that's what I guess. That face is like, oh, you answered my question, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, because if the whole chutz was to say that it's not Meos Hutam, then the chutz goes on Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka together.
One more time?
Saying that chutz,
yeah,
was going on Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm saying,
that, that's true according to both.
Right. I'm saying, according to, I thought you were just saying that.
Me or?
You.
Me. Okay, yeah.
that Shemitah's. That the point of the chutz, right?
Is to tell you that it's not.
It's not like this. So.
No, to tell you, meaning to tell you that it's not. It's not impacted by Yovel. Why? And he's asking, why would it be on the list? Why would you think?
Right.
I mean, because once you see there's an impact to Shemitah Ksafim, you might think there'd also be an impact to Shemitah's Karka.
Okay. And you're saying so the chutz is in terms of that for the Karka, but it, and the chutz is in terms of the fact that it happens to also be also Midrabanan.
Correct.
So.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Safe for now. Okay, that's right. In terms of this connection to Yovel, there's still more. And you have to do this prayer, that's an issue. Any rebuttals? 2 minutes. Right, so in terms of this third approach, at the basis of Shvias, Bismanazayim, Zerabbanon, again, you have Rebbe, that's the Gittin Lamed Vav. You have the Rambam, according to the Frankel's Girsa. And then you have also other Rishon. So you have number one, it was. Right, you have the Uraim and the Smag. Again, the Beis HaLevi quotes both the Uraim and the Smag as holding this idea that, again, that the, although meaning, let's say, from the perspective of Kedushas HaAretz is Midaraisa, the only reason why Shvias Midrabanan is because of the side factor Kol Yoshve Aleha. And you also have the Sefer HaChinuch. Well, I should have just sectioned off this one line that I wanted, and I apologize for those who read the whole thing, which is not. I'm sure you enjoyed it, and I'm sure it was a great read. But the Sefer HaChinuch, again, in Mitzvah Pei Dalet, in the context of Shemitah's Karka, you know, a lot of times he always has like a line at the end. He says, no, basically, who is applied to? Is it Dereis and Derabanan? So he says, No Heges Bischar Menachavos, right? Bain Bischar Menachavos, the Eretz Yisrael Bolvat, it's only limited to Eretz Yisrael, that makes sense. Ubizman She Yisrael Sham. It only applies when Yisrael are there. Shinemar alek yisavo ela aretz. Right? I mean, the Rabbanan no heges afilu bizman hazeh be'eretz davka. So, right, this line, ubizman she Yisrael sham, is interpreted by the Minchas Chinuch.
Zero, yeah.
What? As kol yoshvei ela. Exactly. It's interpreted by the Minchas Chinuch in shin, chav tes, oz ches, and the shua of the Beis HaLevi. They both interpret the Sefer HaChinuch as basically referencing with this phrase of Ubizman Shisrael Sham to referencing this Tanai of Kol Yoshvei Aleha to say that Shvi, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, Shvi is Bizman Hazeh is Midrabanan because you need this factor of Kol Yoshvei Aleha.
And doesn't Kisavo sound like Bias Kolchan?
What's
the source of Rav Yoshvei Aleha in general?
Yeah. Not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Yeah, they. I guess they're interpreting Bizman Shi Yisrael Sham. It sounds like he's talking about, meaning it's a constant Tanai.
Right, that
sounds
like
that. Exactly. Yeah, Diagration Misevo. Yeah, so I don't recall at the moment what it is, but yeah, it's like, you know, you're right. The Pasuk itself sounds like it's based on the, you know, the Bias HaAretz, which is more like a Bialas Kulchem idea, but the formulation of Zman Shiyisrael Hashem sounds like it's more of a Kol Yashveh Ala idea. So here we have basically three different approaches into why Shvius is one of the Rabbanon, either because the Kedushas Haaretz itself has been batel, or because of Bialas Kulchem, or because of Kol Yashveh Ala. So the reason why it's important as to what reason basically you give for why Shvius is one of the Rabbanon is because the whole, we'll say the whole Heter Mechira issue. Basically it gets into the Klal and Halacha of whether or not there's a Yeish or Ein Kinyan La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael La'ftia Midei Meiser slash Shvius, etc. etc. The question is, do Goyim have the right, basically when a Goy is Kone, land in Eretz Yisrael, is that Mafkia the Kedusha Sa'aretz to thereby be Mafkia any dinam which should pertain? Again, that's the basis of the Heter Mechira. So we're going to see that the application of Yeish or Ein Kinyan will be impacted by this whole discussion. But before that, let's just give some background. So the machokes about whether Yeish or Ein Kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael l'fkia midei meiser or whatever comes up in the Gemara in Gidin and Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there in Gidin and Zayin Amud Aleph records a machokes amaram as to basically whether we paskin Yeish or Ein Kinyan. So there, first it quotes the Shita of Rav Elazar, who basically has the most expansive approach to Yeish Kinyan, to say, Yeish Kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael, la'afkia midei meiser, and the implication is, in all situations, even if we're dealing bizman that, Kedushas Haaretz is midoraisa, still, Yeish Kinyan la'akum, even midoraisa. That's the Shita of Rav Elazar. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Shita of Rava. So Rava is originally, cited by the Gemara, as just paskin straight out, is in Kinyan la'akum be'eretz Yisrael. So if you stop there, if you just read the memory of Rabba, it would seem like he never thinks that Na'akum has the capacity to be Mafkia, Kedusha Saaretz. But if you look at the Hemshech of the Gemara asks Akasha on Rabba. He says, oh, how can you paskin in Kinyan? What do you mean? There seems to be evidence in a number of right brisios which imply that Yeish Kinyan. So the Gemara answers, no, those brisios which imply Yeish Kinyan are limited to Surya, within the Manda Omar, the Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush, which means that the Kedusha Sa'aretz in Syria was only Nidrabanan. The idea is, right, because David basically conquered that at a later point. Again, Machlokas in terms of what Kibush Yachid means. But basically conquered Syria, the Torah's Kibush Yachid, whether that's just because it was out of order or because he didn't have, the Haskama of the Sanhedrin, the Urim, the Tumim, whatever the details are. But either way, the Kedusha Sa'aretz invested in Surya is only the Jerubim. And the Gemara is basically saying that even Rabba, who seems to say in Kinyan, basically that's limited to cases where the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Midarais. But in cases where, let's say, of like Surya, where the Dinam and hand are Midarabanan, then Yeish Kinyan. So this becomes important because we paskin like that. We paskin that Yeish Kinyan doesn't apply midaraisa; it only applies midrabbanan. But within Rabba is going to be a very big machlokes in terms of what is the scope of this idea where we say that but Rabba is molded when it comes to midrabbanans. So you're going to see what types of drabbanans. So we're going to see two approaches. So the first approach is to say all dinim drabbanan, as long as the din at hand is midrabbanan. Again, even, we're already hinting to the second approach, but even if, the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Midaraisa, and there's like a side tonight which makes the din at hand Midrabanan, as long as we're dealing with bottom line, a din Drabanan, Yeish Kinyan. So this seems to be the Pashup Shad in the Sugya. Again, it doesn't seem to be any Chilukim. And this seems to be the approach that the Shulchan Aruch, as understood by the Grom, seems to take. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is in Yoredeya, Shin Lamed Aleph, Sift Yud Aleph, and Shin Lamed Aleph Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Aleph Yud Aleph, and the Gra there in Sif Katan Chav Ches, basically say, just like with Paskin, Yeish Kinyan, when it comes to Surya, so too by any time you have a din, Trumos, Maishas, Shvias, whenever the din is Rabbanan, we're going to Paskin Yeish Kinyan. So according to this first approach, basically, we're going to paskin Yeish Kinyan anytime the din lamaisa is midrabanan. So according to this approach, right, if you stopped here, you would say, okay, according to, meaning, if, as long as you paskin the shvius is midrabanan, it doesn't matter why it's midrabanan, as long as bottom line, in the end of the day, it's midrabanan, we're going to paskin Yeish Kinyan, and therefore, according to this, you know, basically had to mechira from this perspective, in terms of whether, in terms of the Yesh Kinyan perspective. Again, there are other issues involved. They had to mechira, but in terms of just the ability, I guess the whole, you know, the mechanics of had to mechira is Yesh Kinyan. So you have to get that's the foundation of it. So according to this first approach, basically Yesh Kinyan would apply to all those Rishonim. Since all of them agree, at the end of the day, that Shvius Vizbanan says Midir Rabbanan, doesn't matter why it's Midir Rabbanan, as long as it's Midir Rabbanan, we're going to Paskin Yish Kinyan. Oh. The second approach, famously, you know, developed by the Beis HaLevi in that Tshuva, is that no. Beis HaLevi points out, well, what's the paradigmatic case where Rava is Moda? That's the case of Surya. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's a case where it's not just that the din is midrabanim, but the kedushas haaretz is midrabanim. Because the idea of kibush yachid lo shmei kibush is say that the kedushas haaretz, which is invested in Surya, is only midrabanim. So it says the Beis HaLevi, if you're trying to wonder about the mechanics of when yesh, basically when it goy, when akum have the ability to be konen, to be mafkia, the kedushas haaretz, so what you should care about is the kedushas haaretz. And therefore, the chiluk, which makes sense, is only whether the kedushas haaretz is midrabanan or midaraisa, as seen by the, you know, by the paradigmatic case of Surya. So says the Beis HaLevi. Basically, you have to go through all the reasons and figure out why Shvius Vizman Hazeh is midrabanan. Meaning, namely, if you think you take the first approach that Shvius Vizman Hazeh is midrabanan, because you think like Rashi and the Sefer HaTruma, that the kedushas haaretz itself has been batel. So then, yeah, Yesh Kinyan. According to, we'll get back to this, but according to the Beis HaLevi's original analysis, according to the other two approaches, either Bias Kuchen or Yovel, according to both those factors, those are external factors, they're presumably think, in a Hanami, the Kedusha is Haaretz is Midaraisa, but Shvius Vizman Hazeh is Midir Rabbanan because of a Tanai of Bias Kuchen or because of a Tanai of Kol Yashvei Olam. But according to those approaches, since they admit that the Kedusha Haaretz itself is Midaraisa, so therefore Rabba will not hold Yesh Kinyan in that case. Rabba will Paskin in Kinyan in those cases. Because, according to the Beis HaLevi, the Koveya for Yesh or in Kinyan based on Midir Rabbanan is whether the Kedusha Haaretz is Midir Rabbanan. So, based on this analysis, Beis HaLevi famously rejected the Hetzer Mechira because he thought, presumably maybe because of 2 out of 3, that because 2 out of 3 of the reasons, both Bias Kuchen and Kol Yoshva Aleh, are side factors, they say admit the Kedushas Aris is Midaraisa. So therefore, Ein Kinyan, right? The Psak of Ein Kinyan La'akum Be'eret Yisrael La'afkia Midei Shmita in this case. Alright, so far so good. At the end of the day, according to Beis HaLevi, the koveya for whether Yesh or Ein Kinyan will be whether the Kedushas Haaretz itself is Midaraisa. And according to the way that Beis HaLevi sets it up, seemingly the only factor which dictates that, you know, the Shvius is, that the basis of Shvius, Vizman Hazeh Midrabanan, is because the Kedushas Haaretz is only a portion of one. According to both Kol Yoshvei Aleh and Bias Kuchen, those seemingly have nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz, and therefore would result in the psak of Ein Kinyan.
So how he says Kedushas Haaretz becomes Midaraisa?
No, because basically the big machlokas, according to the Beis HaLevi, you know, we're just paskening that kedusha shnia kitchen la sabah. And the only reason why the Shvius and Yerubana is because of these side factors of Kol Yoshvei Aleh or Bias Kuchen. But the important thing that comes out, we have to discuss, basically, even if you accept the Beis HaLevi's analysis, basically it's all tali on the kedusha sa'aretz being Midir Rabbanan d'oraisa. So while the factor of Kol Yoshvei Aleh seems to be a side tonight, we're going to see the factor of Bias Kuchen is not so simple. So while the Beis HaLevi, as we'll see, what his basis is, seems to assume that Bias Kuchen is also just a side tonight, that is not going to be simple. So basically for the next couple minutes, we're going to discuss the nature of Bias Kuchen, basically whether or not, really, is that really just an external tonight, or does that perhaps impact the Kedushas Haaretz itself, which should thereby impact, you know, the application of Yesh or Ein Kinyan. So we're going to see the three different approaches in terms of how you do understand the din of Bias Kuchen. So the simple pshat, the first approach, which is basically where the Beis HaLevi is coming from, is that it is just a tnai chitzoni. Right? Tnai chitzoni. That basically it's just an external tnai, which would be just like Kol Yoshvei Aleh, doesn't impact Kedushas Haaretz at all, it's just a tsai tnai. And in fact, there's actually the Beis HaLevi earlier in the tshuva, again, this is in Chilek Dalet of the Tshuva, is he quotes his son, Reb Chaim. Quotes is one of the few times in Tshuvos he quotes his son, Reb Chaim, from Volozhin, as he calls him. It was interesting because this is obviously Reb Chaim when he was younger. And you're going to say that Reb Chaim himself is Chozer in Chibur. It's interesting, just the contrast between the two Pshatim. So basically, Beis HaLevi quotes his son, Reb Chaim, as developing, again, trying to understand the Rambam, right, who we pointed out before in, you know, Hilchos Shumos, Aleph, Chav, right, Aleph, Chavav, basically quoted the din of Bi'as Kuchem to explain the lack of Shumos Nidareis. So Reb Chaim there, as quoted by the Beis HaLevi, is trying to understand, if you look back at the Gemara in Ksubas Chavhei, which is the Gemara which quotes Bi'as Kuchem, basically has a very different, you know, presentation than Rambam. While the Rambam applies Bi'as Kuchem to Shumos, again, it's only Mesupik about Maestros, but clearly applies it to Shumos, when the Gemara in Ksubas Chavhei is discussing whether Chala and Shumos are Midrabanan, it only cites the factor of Bi'as Kuchem in the context of Chala, and doesn't cite Bi'as Kuchem in the context of Truma. It only cites the factor of the lack of Kibush V'chiluk, and says perhaps the reason why Chumos Bisman says Midrabanan, because just like Chumos didn't apply Bisman Kibush V'chiluk, right, the Zayin Shekivshu V'Zayin Shechilku, so too it doesn't apply Bisman Hazeh. We'll get back to that in a moment. But basically, the Gemara only applies Bi'as Kuchem to Chala, and specifically doesn't apply Bi'as Kuchem seemingly to Chumos. It only applies the factor of Kibush V'chiluk. So the Reb Chaim is trying to understand, so how does the Rambam basically interpret the Gemara? Why is he applying the factor of Bi'as Kuchem to Chumos when the Gemara only applies the factor of Kibush V'chiluk to Chumos? So Reb Chaim develops there that there are two types of Bi'as Kuchem. And according to him, Bi'as Kuchem is really a din in Kibush V'chiluk. Meaning what? The idea is that the only time you have a Kibush V'chiluk, the only time you're able to really be Mechalik Eretz Yisrael properly, is when you have a Bi'as Kuchem, when you have a nation to divide it amongst. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, the idea of Bi'as Kuchem is really a Chisaron in Kibush V'chiluk. And it has nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz. It's just like a din in Kibush V'chiluk, and that's how he explains the Gemara. So while the Gemara cites the factor of Kibush V'chiluk in regards to Trumos, he's saying that's just another form of Bi'as Kuchem. The Bi'as Kuchem, which is related to Kibush V'chiluk. And the Gemara cites the other type of Bi'as Kuchem in regards to Chala. So there's a Reb Chaim there, again, without getting into all the details, basically characterizes Bi'as Kuchem as a din in Kibush V'chiluk, which is a side factor which has nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz. So the Beis HaLevi, presumably on the basis of the Reb Chaim on his son that he quoted earlier in the Shuva, thereby assumes that the din of Bi'as Kuchem basically is only, it's a side Tanai, it's a din in Kibush V'chiluk, nothing to do with Kedushas Haaretz, it's just a side Gzeiras HaKasav, similar to Kol Yoshveh Aleh. Right, and according to this, if you plug this into the Beis HaLevi's earlier analysis, what will come out is that because it's just a Tanai and it doesn't impact the Kedushas Haaretz itself, therefore in Kenyan, and that's where the Beis HaLevi goes with. But Reb Chaim in Chibur, yes, when he got older, you know, I mean, he only printed, you know, they only printed, you know, the pieces in Sefer again after he died. So obviously these are the pieces, you know. So it's obviously Reb Chaim was Chozer from his earlier Kalamdus. And in a different piece, again, this is the Reb Chaim we quoted earlier, both in Hilchos Shumos Aleph Yud and Shemitah Beyovel Yud Beis Tes Zayin. So here Reb Chaim is basically discussing the relationship between Kol Yoshveh Aleha and Bi'as Kuchem. And basically points out that if he says, if you think about it, Kol Yoshveh Aleha, you see, applies at every moment. And therefore, it's very mistaken to view it as a Tanai. Either you have a Tanai, or you don't have it tonight, and therefore it can apply at any moment. This has nothing to do with the Kedushas Haaretz. It's just, okay, it's a tonight. In order for a Yovel to apply Midrash, so you need Kol Yoshveh Aleha, and therefore it can, you know, it could be either you can have it 1 second and then lose it the next second. But he says, Bi'as Kuchem, he says, which is specific to the Shas Kiddush, he says, it's not a coincidence that it's all about the Shas Kiddush Haaretz. There's a din in Kedushas Haaretz. It's about whether B'Shas Kedushas Haaretz, when they were Mekadesh, the Aretz, did you have Bi'as Kuchem? And if you do not, if you lacked Bi'as Kuchem, then there was going to be Chisaron in the Kedushas Haaretz itself. So Reb Chaim says, in contrast to Kol Yashar Alev, which is like constant tonight, and therefore it's an external tonight. Right, because it doesn't make sense to go back and forth of whether the Kedushas are. Either there is Kedushas or there's no Kedushas. It doesn't make sense. Oh, one time you have it, now people moved away, you don't have it. It's either you have it or you don't have it. But Bias Kulchem, which is about the Shas Kiddush, Reb Chaim develops, therefore it makes sense to say that's a din in Kedushas Aretz. And therefore when you lack Bias Kulchem, you actually lack Kedushas Aretz Mida Araisa. So the Rav, again this is quoted in the Shiri HaRav, basically pointed out that if you combine, in terms of the Hetz Mechira, it says, if you combine the Beis HaLevi's overall analysis, to say the right, that only, that basically you will paskin Yish Kinyan, provided that the Kedushas HaAretz itself is Midra Avanan, so if you combine the Beis HaLevi with the later Reb Chaim, the Hetz Mechira works out. Because if you think, if you paskin, like, basically if you hold, like, the later Reb Chaim, that the lack of Bias Kulchem dictates that the Kedushas HaAretz itself is only Midra Avanan, so then that results in Yesh Kinyan. So says the Rav, that if you combine, you know, the Beis HaLevi with the Reb Chaim, the Het Mechira will work on the basis of Yesh Kinyan, La'akum, Be'eretz, Yisrael. So far, you have the two approaches, which are really basically two extremes. Either Bias Kulchem is an external, is completely aside tonight, or it's a tonight in Kedushat Aretz in general. But a third approach that I heard from my father-in-law is a middle approach. To say that Bias Kulchem impacts Kedushas HaAretz, but not Kedushas HaAretz bechlal, but rather Kedushas HaAretz le'inyan dinim misuyam. In the sense of what? Basically, it's a very important concept. The up until now we've been discussing Kedushas HaAretz as like an all or nothing, you know, preposition. Either you have it, or you don't have it. But it could be, we're going to see some evidence of this, for this, is that perhaps there's a Kedushas HaAretz L'Inyan Maestros, which is different than Kedushas HaAretz L'Inyan Shemitah, which is perhaps different than Kedushas HaAretz L'Inyan Maestros. That you can have a partial Kedushas HaAretz in regards to different dinim. So we're going to see, and we'll prove it in just a moment, that it could be that Bias Kulchem does impact Kedushas HaAretz, but only L'Inyan, the specific dinim that it applies to. So where does this come from? It comes from the following. So go back to Rambam Trumos Alaf. It's very important. So it's another, it's important like Derech HaLimud issue. It's actually my favorite raya for the importance of the Rambam's placement of halachos in terms of how the Rambam utilizes where he places different halachos as you know, highlighting the conceptual nature of various dinim. So if you look at Trumos Alaf, Rambam reads as follows. Go for it.
Hatarumos ha-masaros inon no-gos min ha-torah ela be'er-stra bein b'fnei ha-bayis bein shol b'fnei ha-bayis.
Oh, so stop there. Right, so right, the very first Rambam in Hilchos Trumos says what? He stopped here and you say, look, bein b'fnei ha-bayis bein shol b'fnei ha-bayis sounds like Trumos or midaraisa b'ezi ibn b'zmanaza. Right, bein b'zman ha-bayis bein shol b'fnei ha-bayis. Right, if you stop there, the implication is that Trumos should be Midaraisa Bezmanase. But yet, now you flip to Halacha Vav, that's the Rambam we read earlier. The Rambam waits all the way into the very last Halacha in the Parak to say, oh, by the way, Trumos are only Midarabanan because of Bias Kulchem. So the question is, why did the Rambam in Aleph, in the heading, or in the very first Halacha in the Parak, imply that Trumos are Midaraisa, to then wait 25 halachos to tell you, oh, by the way, I didn't mean it. It's only Midaraban. And in fact, the Ravid is bothered by this. The Ravid, if you look at the Ravid in Halacha Chavav, he argues on the Rambam in Chavav, and says, what do you mean, Trumos really Bezmanazah is Midaraisa? And he says, by the way, you yourself, Rambam, earlier in the parak, also seem to agree with me. So what are you doing here? You see the Ravid?
Yeah.
You see that where he says, I think at the end, like, Vuhu Atzmo? I'll just read it, it's like a couple words. He says, Vuhu Atzmo Nira, Shekach Kasav B'tchilos HaSefer. So Ravid himself is pointing out this Dira. How can you be, first of all, I disagree with you, I think they're really Trumos, Bizmanazah, Armiter Aisa. And second of all, like, what are you doing? You implied that you agreed with me earlier, why are you being Choser now? So the question is, according to the Rambam, again, why is he doing this, implying originally as Midar Aisa, and basically pulling back all the way later? So my follow-up thought the Rambam was doing, and he thought this is like a very good example of the Rambam trying to highlight. And he's basically, the way my father says it is that if the Rambam was just writing, you know, a clear-cut halakha sefer, so then this would be a very bad presentation. Okay. Why would you imply something? Bottom line, why would you imply it's deraisa to then pull back later? But he says, in another important, you know, goal of the Rambam is not just, you know, laying down the strict halakhas, but also trying to highlight the nature of the halakhas. And therefore, he's trying to, again, at the same time that he presents the halakhas, also trying to highlight, you know, the nature of the halakhas. So he thought the Rambam specifically had one implication at the beginning and only pulls back 25 halakhas later to highlight what's conceptually going on, to say as follows. This is the highlight. In Aleph Aleph, when he says, oh, it's Menoe, Bein Bezman Abayas, Bein Shelo Bifnei Abayas, is to say, tell you that from the perspective of Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's Midaraisa. And he waits 25 halakhos to tell you, oh, by the way, Bias Kuchem says Lemaisa is Midrabanan, but to highlight that factor of Bias Kuchem does not undermine the Kedusha Sa'aretz, Midaraisa. And therefore, again, the Rambam conceptually is trying to separate it to lest you think that if he would have just presented it right up front and say, oh, you know, it's Midrash Banan, you might have thought that also impacts the Kedushas Ha'aretz. So here the Rambam is specifically trying to tell you that, no, the Kedushas Ha'aretz is Midaraisa. And by the way, there's an aside factor of Bi'atz Kulchem, which, you know, tells you that it's Midrash Banan. And this also helps explain in a very important Rambam, because in between, again, between Halacha Aleph, Halacha Chavav, the Rambam in Halacha Yud has a split psak. The Rambam there says that while we paskin Yish Kinyan, La'akum, Beret Yisrael Lafkiya, Midei Maestrus, in the context of Surya, like the Gemara, we don't say that for Eretz Yisrael proper. So again, according to basic Leib's analysis, what comes out is the Rambam is holding. When it comes to Surya, where the Kedusha Sa'aretz itself is only Midrash Rabbanan, so there, Yesh Kinyan. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael proper, where the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Midaraisa, as highlighted by Aleph Aleph, so there, Ein Kinyan. So again, the Rambam, so far what's being set up, is that the Rambam is trying to highlight, again, in this presentation of Aleph versus Chavav, and, you know, as highlighted again by his psak in Halacha Yud, is that Midaraisa, Kedusha Sa'aretz, from the perspective of Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Midaraisa, even Bismanaseh. And therefore, Ein Kinyan when it comes to Eretz Yisrael proper, only Yish Kinyan when it comes to Surya. Bias Kuchem is a side point. But there are two ways to say this. So either you can say that this diuk just highlights that the first approach is right, that Bias Kuchem is just a side tonight, like, you know, the earlier, you know, version of Reb Chaim. But my father suggests that there's also a way, perhaps, to basically align these diukim even with the later Reb Chaim, and to say this middle shita. And because Reb Chaim in Chibur is a developed, and in stark contrast to Kol Yoshevei Alev, which is just clearly is an external tanai which can, you know, come and go, Reb Chaim developed there, based on Reb Raios, that Bias Kuchem does impact Kiddush Haaretz, and that's why it's specifically limited to the Shas Kiddush Haaretz, because it impacts the Kiddush Haaretz itself. So then how do you align with all these diukim which seemingly imply that the Kiddush Haaretz is Midaraisa? If I don't want to say it, it's a middle category. Basically, the Bias Kuchem doesn't undermine Kiddush Haaretz Bichlal. It only undermines the Kedusha Sa'aretz le'inyan the dinam that it applies to. Namely, le'inyan the dinam of Shvius, Trumos, and possibly Maestros. So therefore, what's going on is, and that's to explain all the things, but really, Kedusha Sa'aretz itself, in regards to potentially other halachos, is still Midaraisa. And that's why he separates Bias Kuchem. He only mentions it halacha chavav, away from Aleph, to highlight that Kiddush Ha'aretz Bechlal is Midaraisa, and therefore Paskins and Halacha Yud that Ein Kinyan, because on a pure Kiddush Ha'aretz level, this Kiddush Ha'aretz is Midaraisa, and therefore Ein Kinyan La'akam Be'eretz Yisrael Lafkia Midei the Kiddush Ha'aretz. But in Halacha Chavav, based on the Reb Chaim in Chibur, is basically telling you that Bias Kuchen comes along to tell you that the Kiddush Ha'aretz Le'inyan Shemitah, based on the Pasuk, and Le'inyan Shumos, and Yira Ali, also for Maestros, because the Arif L'inyan, those dinim are midrabanan. Oh. And just one last point before we conclude is that a raya to this idea, there's like a kedushas Arif L'inyan, certain dinim, comes from the fact that if you look at, and this seems to perhaps be what, you know, as my father was suggesting, seems to be what Reb Chaim himself was holding in Chibur. Because Reb Chaim in Chibur there is talking about learning the din of Bias Kulchem from one din to the next. Developing, you know, trying to discuss, you know, how do you know that extends from Shvias to Trumos to Maestros? Again, if you think Bias Kulchem is all din and just Kedushas Aretz, Bechlal, so then there's no notion of learning it from one din to the next. Either it's all or nothing. Either you have Kedushas Aretz or you don't have Kedushas Aretz. What does that mean, deriving Bias Kulchem from Shemitah to Truma to Yom? Like, what do you mean? That, how can you say at the same time that Bias Kulchem is a din in Kedushas Aretz and yet say that you're learning it from one din to the next? Again, if it's an external Tanai, you understand that. You know, how do you know that Tanai applies, extend the Tanai from one din to the next din to the next din? But if it's about Kedushas Aretz, and according to the second approach we were saying it, that's all or nothing. According to this third middle approach, no. There's a Kedushas Aretz le'inyan each din. So the limud is that just like Bias Kochem is mafkia Kedushas Aretz le'inyan shemita, you then have to derive and extend it to Trumos to tell you that, no, Bias Kochem is also mafkia Kedushas Aretz le'inyan Trumos, and then potentially extend that to Maestros as well. So ironically, according to this, this would undercut the Rav. Right, according to this, this would undercut the Hetzer Mechira. Because according to this, right, we're saying, basically, based on the Rambam in Aleph Yud, we're saying that Kedushas Aretz Bechlal really is Midaraisa. And even if you take, basically, you know, Reb Chaim's approach that Bias Kulchem is a din in Kedushas Aretz, it's not Kedushas Aretz Bechlal, which would be the Koveya similarly for Yesh or Ein Kinyan. But rather, it's only L'inyan, this specific dinim. And according to this, you know, the problem... would return that really, according to the Beis Halevi's analysis, would come back to really Ein Kinyan. So again, you basically, just to summarize, we basically saw from the sugya a lot of different, you know, Mefarshim pointing out that Shvias Bezman Zayim is Midrabanan, pointed out that there are three different approaches in terms of why it's Midrabanan. Either it's because the Kedushas Aretz itself is Midrabanan, or because of Bias Kulchem, or because of Kol Yashvei Allah. And we pointed out, based on the Beis Halevi's analysis, who thinks that our Psak, that Yesh Kinyan is limited to Dirabanans. Beis Halevi says it's limited specifically to Dirabanans where the Kedushas Aretz itself is Midrabanan. And therefore, which of these three approaches and the nature of these three approaches have a big impact. Because it's clear, if you take the first approach, that the Kedushas Aretz is Midrabanan because Batla Kedushas Shia, then of course you apply Yesh Kinyan. But if you think the Kol Yashvei Allah, then it's also simple that in the opposite direction, that because it's only a side Tanai, everyone agrees, presumably, that Kol Yashvei Allah is an external Tanai. So according to that, really in Kinyan, because the Kedushas Aretz itself is Midaraisa. But according to the middle factor of Bias Kulchem, then it basically depends on, you know, the lambdas of Bias Kulchem. Is that completely aside external Tanai? Or does it impact Kedushas Aretz? And you have to then understand in what way. Does it impact Kedushas Aretz Bechlal? Or does it only impact the Kedushas Aretz L'inyan certain dinim? And that will have a very Lamaisa impact in terms of whether Lamaisa you have the factor of Yesh or Ein Kinyan.
So there wasn't like Lamaisa and Yad Mechira.
So the Chatzchila, he tries not to rely on it, but he thinks that, it does work. He does think.
Meaning, this is all more speculative?
Or it's not, maybe not clear that we have passing like the Rambam. Remember, Shulchan Aruch, Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch is that it applies that the Beis Halevi's analysis is not correct. Remember, because, you know, pointed out, Pashas in the Shulchan Aruch presentation is that he understands Surya as being just a simon for all the Rabbanans. According to that, you know, as long as Lamaisa is Midrabanan, then you're fine.
Is there also a problem with like selling Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, that's the same. This is all the Hetzer Mechira is a lot of other issues. That's, you know, the Sechanim issues. There's a little Sechanim issue of just selling anything. Yeah. So those are a lot of different issues. This is just the strict, just the foundation of it, but the, you know, the Yish or Ein Kinyan, that's just this aspect. 100% a lot of different factors.